Okay, our learning should be continued with Schus for Shlema, our Rebbe Rav Moshe Siva for the Simcha, Besoch Shar Chol Yisrael. You know, again, though, we're in Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag mode. Now we're not even 30 days, now we, let's say probably in 20, 21 days, whatever it is. And there's a famous story that a woman once came to the Beis HaLevi. And the woman asked the Beis HaLevi the following kasha. She said, Rebbe, is it mutter for a person to be able to use milk to be mechayev the dalek kosas chiyev? We know that the Gemara says that nashim chayevos, that women are obligated in dalek kosas. I have to be honest with you. Is it okay? Is it mutter that I could be mechayev the mitzvah through milk? And the Rebbe was looking around here and there, and the Rebbe didn't answer the question. You know, the Beis HaLevi didn't answer the question, but he gave her money to be able to get to buy some wine. But not only did he give her to buy some wine, he gave her a lot of money. And the woman left, and she was extremely happy. And the relative of the Beis HaLevi, who happened to be there in the house at the time, said, I don't understand. Why did you give her so much money for wine? It doesn't make sense. She just needed this amount, and you give her triple or quadruple amount of money. Not the money that she needed. And then listen how the Beis HaLevi answered. He answered the following words: "Im hi shayla ha'im yotzi midei chovas arba kosos b'chelev." If she's asking me, is a person able to mekayim to fulfill the mitzvah of dalek kosos with milk? Azai baru she'ein la gam basar o oath l'shilchan le'la seder. Then it's certain to me. It's very clear to me. Then she doesn't have any meat and she doesn't have any milk for her seder. Real gedolim. Real people who feel other people's pain, people who feel and get other people's what's going on in their lives, they see the bigger picture. They see where this person's coming from. The Beis HaLevi is such an ava for this woman, such an ava for everyone in Klal Yisrael. He's able to see the big picture. You know, reading Parshas Paro this week, and one of the psukim in the Haftorah, it says the following words. V'hisarti es leif ha'evin mi'besarchem v'nasati lachen leif basar. And you should remove your heart of stone, and you should make your heart a heart of flesh. So there's a famous idea from the Chiddush HaRim, who says the following thing. We know Chazal tell us, Ein simcha el babasa, right? There's no simcha except through eating meat. Ein masai simcha gadola. And when is the biggest happiness? The Chiddush HaRim is saying now on the Pasuk, Besha shenasa leif ha'evin leif basar. Right? The Pasuk says, you should remove your heart to be able to remove your heart from a heart of stone, make it a heart of flesh. So he says here an amazing thing. He says, the koach of Yontif, the koach of Pesach, has the ability, we have the ability to be able to turn our hearts from being rock solid, to being stone, to being not giving people, and to be giving people. But not only Pesach, all that is leading up to Pesach. And this is what he says by the tefillah of Aleinu. We say in Aleinu, V'chol b'nei basar yikru v'shmecha, right? Manuka b'nei basar. Why are we called b'nei basar? We're the children of flesh. So it says here, when you become the children of basar, bizman asher yehe l'sakin ola m'machu shaka, azay yikabel kulam leiv basar, va'al yedei zeh yiyu yicholam liyus yikru v'shmecha. Once you become leiv basar, people. Once you become Jews like the Beis HaLevi, then you'll be zocha to the gula. Then you'll be zocha to have your gula in your own, in the personal gula, and the gula over Klal Yisrael. To be able to become flesh Jews. Be able to become people who feel for other people. Why is it that Maos Chitin and Matanos of Yonim, it's not stam that there's dafka mitzvah of a name of the name of a mitzvah on Purim of Tztaka, and a name of a mitzvah of Tztaka for Pesach. As Rav Yitzchak Kohn told me last Shabbos, when I asked him for a vort on Amsterdam Avenue, he said, as a Rebbe, can I have a vort for Purim? He said, Jews are givers. Jews are givers. When the non-Jews celebrate, they take. Where am I going to party here? Where am I going to party there? We have the biggest party of the year. What do? The whole day! The whole day we're giving. Giving here, giving there. Right? Kol ha'posha yad nosninlo. We're still in the other. We still have to connect to the month. Anyone who gives, anyone puts out their hand, you have to give. Because that's the whole point of being a Jew. The Gemara says that, why do we have Purim and Pesach? Why are they so close to get together? Because we want to be, we so mech gula la gula. We want, the Gemara says, Hashem and Chazal wanted to be able to make sure that Purim and Pesach, the messages of Purim and Pesach, and the gula of each one would be highly would be sorely connected to each other, always constantly connected. And that's what it means to be a Jew. To be able to means to be a Jew is able to feel someone else's pain. Be able to feel like you're always there constantly for someone else. There's a famous story that Rav Shechter likes saying over in the Sefer called Mipnine Harav on page 83. He says, in the later years of Rabbi Soloveitchik Zatzal's life, he used to come back from Boston on Tuesday, and when he used to get to his dorm room right across the street over here in Morg, he used to drink a cup of coffee. And what happened was the following. One time, he was drinking his cup of coffee, and what happened was is that his hands were shaking a little bit. It was towards the end of Rav Soloveitchik's teaching career. What happened was he by accident spilled the coffee all over his pants. It was very, very hot, and the bacher that was there that was helping him, he's very embarrassed to be able to see. He was very scared to be able to see the Rav Soloveitchik in such a moment. I guess of such a he turned away. He didn't want to cause his Rebbe embarrassment, and the following happened. The Rav kept on saying out loud, "It's my fault. It's my fault. It's my fault." No one understood why he kept why the bacher didn't know why is he saying it's my fault. It's my fault. It's my fault. So it says in the story at the end of the day that the Rav, he realized that he was running his Big Day Shabbos. Because, he was getting in his older years, he didn't realize his Big Day Shabbos. And once he realized his Big Day Shabbos, he said, you know what, it's okay. I want to leave my Shabbos clothes on. I didn't want to switch. Not because he was lazy, just because it was very hard for him to be able to get out from the Shabbos clothes into the weekday clothes. But he was so caring and so sensitive that he didn't want the bacher that he was with there for a second to think that it was his fault, for a second to think that he did something wrong, for a second to think that maybe he made the cup of coffee too hot. Because that's what it means to be a Jew. You have to live with a hava for every Jew. You have to live with the love for every Jew. And that's what we can say maybe the measure of Vayakal is. It's a famous idea, and this will close from the Kosov Rebbe, the Ava Shalom. It says, the Gematria of Vayakal, right? Moshe gathers in all Klai Yisrael together, right after the Cheda Eagle. And what is the Gematria of Vayakal? 151. What's that Gematria? The Gematria of Vayakal is Gematria Mikvah. So he explains there a beautiful idea. He says that when Klai Yisrael come together, when a Jew has Achdus together with each other, it has such a tahara, such a purification upstairs in Shemaim, and such a purification downstairs. It's a tahara of Klal Yisrael. It's a mikvah, and that's why there's a famous idea that Kedushas Levi didn't have a mikvah to go to before Yontif once, and once he just said he just wanted to be with Jews because that would be his mikvah for the Yontif. To be able to close and be able to understand this message in a deeper way. Rav David Weinberger, said over on Purim, an amazing idea. It says Esther Malka tells over Klal Yisrael, tells to Mordechai, Leich Knosis Kol Yehudim, gather Klal Yisrael together. Right? This is the number one thing Esther's telling Mordechai, the number one message before she's putting her life on the line, not seeing the king for 30 days. What is the one thing that she tells Mordechai to tell the Jews? Leich Knosis Kol Yehudim. Knos, gather together. What's the Gematria of Knos? Says the Sefer Oneg LeShabbos, Knos is 136. What else is Gematria 136? We know we say that the Tikkuni Zohar says that Yom Kippur is a day like Purim. So Yom Kippur and Purim are very connected. So what else has come out of 136? We say on Yom Kippur, we say Rosh Hashanah, but you also say on Yom Kippur, Tshuva, Tfila, Tztaka, Ma'avir, Ezroa, Ezera. Right? Tshuva, the power of Tshuva, the power of fasting, the power of Tztaka, has the power to be able to wipe up any Gezera. If you ever look in the Machzor and the Siddur, it says three words on top of tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah. What does it say? Kol, tzom, and mamon. Each one of those words is 136. Because the koach of achdus, we could try to connect, is the koach of tefillah, it's the koach of fasting, and it's the koach of tzedakah. The koach of achdus, to be able to care like the Beis Levi cared for that woman who came to ask if she could be mekayim the mitzvah of dalat kosos with milk. That's what it's all about. To be able to understand what it means to change ourselves from a lev evan to a lev basar, like the Chiddush Yerim said, that's the whole pasuk in the Haftorah. V'isarti es lev ha'evan mi'besarchem and asati lechem lev basar. To remove the hearts, to remove the stones from our hearts, and be able to come together as Klal Yisrael, and be able to be like the Rav, to be like Rav Soloveitchik, who was so careful that he put himself down to be able to make sure that the Baruch Hu didn't think that it was his fault for 1 second. And be able to understand that this is the one thing Esther Malka was telling Klal Yisrael, and she was telling Klal Yisrael for all time. The message of being a Jew is to feel each other, is to be able to be there for each other. And ultimately, constantly, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we're there for each other, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will gather in all Klal Yisrael. Leich Knos is called Yehudim, Ezra Shem Yisbarach, Siad Shmaya. And we could say at the end of the day, there's no greater message for a Chasan and Kala, whether it's an Ufra for a Shabbos Kala or a Shabbos Shever Brachos. At the end of the day, this is the message of a wedding. This is the message of marriage. Be able to understand that a Chasan and Kala they have one goal, and the one goal is to be able to come together. As the Zohar says that when people get married, it's not two neshamas coming together, but it's a half and a half. It's a half and a neshama coming together b'shleimus, and that's the ultimate idea. We should be zochah b'ez Hashem as we go now from Purim until Pesach to be able to understand the more we do, the more we become giving people, the more our essence will become achdus to have a people, as the famous idea from the Sefer HaChinuch. Everything goes according to the actions that we do. We are what we do. B'ez Hashem, the more we give, the more we look to be able to do ma'asim tovim and to be able to help out Jews and be able to help out other people in the world, help our family members and help our wives and help our parents overall. We should be zochem et Hashem to be like the pasuk says in the Haftorah, "Bisarti sleiv ha'emni bimisarchem, nasati lachem leiv basar." To be able to come take from the heart filled with stone, to be able to become heart filled with flesh, to be able to care for every Jew. Shabbos.